Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Thomas resident.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, let's talk about the definition of corruption, the impairment of integrity or inducement to wrong by bribery or other unlawful, improper means. Sound familiar? The swamp of our federal government does not desire to make America great again, nor does the progressive left Democratic Party. The progressive left, corrupt media, corrupt Democratic Party, corrupted anti-Trump Republicans, and the Washington, D.C. deep state is assaulting our President Trump. Their assaults are assaults on the American people. Their target is you. Rob Rosenstein, Deputy Attorney General, is the one who approved the extension FISA application, unmasking President Trump's associate, Carter Page, using the phony dossier, spying on Donald Trump, and he wrote the letter to terminate FBI Director Comey. He also knew about Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, and Lisa Page and did nothing. He advised our Attorney General to recuse himself from the Russian Trump collusion investigation. Unfortunately, Sessions did recuse himself, which triggered the special counsel appointed by Rosenstein, knowing it would be Robert Mueller, a friend of Comey's. Mueller's top priority was Trump-Russian collusion. One of his prosecutors hired was Andrew Weissman, formerly the Obama-era chief of the Justice Department's criminal fraud section. Weissman is a sleazy character, and I now am inclined to say the same about Comey and Mueller. Do some research history on them. They are not honest men. The Mueller investigation is now out of control. Where is the Russian collusion? There is none. Mueller has refused to release the proposed budget of the special counsel's office. Judicial Watch was able to obtain expenditures by the special counsel's office from May 17, 2017 to September 30th, 2017. The total expenditure amounted to $3,213,695, nearly $1 million per month. The American people have a right to know how much taxpayer money is planned for his massive investigation. On April 11th, 2018, FBI agents requested by Mueller raided President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen's, New York office, house, and temporary hotel room. This is an abuse of power, targeting President Trump's personal property. No respect for the Constitution and laws. It is a presidential takedown, an all-out war on our president. The FBI answers to the Justice Department, Rob Rosenstein, the left-wing bureaucracy of government. He should be fired. Attorney General Jeff Sessions should step down for a more aggressive attorney general. If Sessions resigns, he could run for his state senator position again, which I am sure he would win 2018 election. Special Counsel Mueller's operation is not above the law. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.